Okay, we're at the beginning of the Shloshes in the Agbala. Right after Yom Tif, we started in Yonim Derat Tiduch Hazok Nemeikara. And today will be what I think is the last year on Chazok Nemeikara before we move on to new horizons on the Yomid Beis. I would like that after today, we find a way to do a chazara, and as I said originally, have some type of a bechina on the sheet post-shavuos. So today I want to talk about, as I said, the last topic. There are eight topics, I believe, on the sheet. Six, seven, eight. And today we have the last topic, which is the combination of Amesi Mechavera, Lavaraya, Chazokademe, and Morei Kama. And this topic, as it relates to Chazaka de Meikara, Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya is definitely not a din of Chazaka de Meikara, because it's a Gemara. The Gemara says Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya is a Svara, Kralamali Svarahu, and the Kuntres HaSfeikis, when he starts posing the question we're going to deal with today, he starts with that. The Mechaveroi Olav Araya is Kralamali Svarahu, so Zichr, Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya has nothing to do with Chazaka de Meikara. However, his chakira is regarding the idea of Morei Kama. Now, what is the difference between Morei Kama and Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya? Most cases, it's the same thing. I have something in my pocket. Mm-hmm. You want it. So, Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. I'm what we'll call the Morei Kama. I own it at the last time that it's known. So, the Kuntres HaSfeikis explains that he's not clearing. The chakira, that's our subject today, is not a chakira when a person is holding the object that's in dispute. When he's holding something that's in dispute, that's Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. I'm holding it, and we say, Svarahu, and you can't come and take it from me with any type of sveikus. Unless you have a Raya Brura, of course you can take it from me, but without that, with sveikus, you can't take it from me when I'm holding it. The Shaila is in a situation where it's Oymid Ba'agam, it's out in Rishus HaRabim, we're fighting about an animal that's out grazing in public land. We're fighting about a boat that's docked in the public waterway. So we're arguing about it, but neither of us is a muzik. It's something that's standing outside, fighting over a car. Today we don't fight about animals, so we fight about cars. So arguing over a car, but the car is out parked on the street. No one is holding the car. If you ever have to go to a din Torah, before you get there, make sure you're a muzik. You know, move the car to your driveway and then go to the din Torah. If you're a muzik, so we say, Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. The shaila that we're being done now is on the concept of Morei Kama. There is an idea that when something is oimid ba'agam, the Morei Kama, the last known owner, has a right to it, b'mokum safek. It's lina basa Morei Kama. And the clair of the Kuntres HaSfeikis is whether that din of Morei Kama is also a type of Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. That it's an extension of Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya means I'm holding it. So maybe the din of Morei Kama is an extension of that. That I'm the last one that was holding it. Or, no. Hamaitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya is a svara. Morei Kama works at cheskes haguf. At cheska hazaka de meikara. That originally this was mine. The stomach stayed mine. That is the chakira of the Kuntres HaSfeikis. I mentioned to you last week that Bar Shatya is a case of karka. On karka, nobody could be a muzik. And by Bar Shatya, the Gemara compares the Chazok Cheskes Morei Kama of Bar Shatya with Cheskes Hagof. So this is a raya to one side of the Kuntres HaSfeikis. This morning, someone showed me that Steinman in the Yelos HaShachar, so this Daf Chof brings this raya. So you have an address to the Raya from our sugya. What's the Raya? The Gemara compares the Chesed Marikama and Barshati is Din Torah, which is Mamin, did the Chazak and the Meikara of the whole Sovya, of Safikar of La, Safikar of La. So we see, Hainu Hach, they both work as Chazak and the Meikara. So that's the Shaychis to this Sovya. Now let's talk about the Etzem Kler of the Kuntras HaSeikis. His Kler is, when I win a Din Torah, Al Tmarei Kama, is that a Hamaisi Mechavel Haraya Dikadin? Or is that a Chazaka Demei Kara Dikadin? Namai Nafkamina. So there are two main Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is if it's Midin Vadai or Midin Safik. Because we said, Hamaisi Mechaveri Olav Haraya is not a Vadai, then it's mine. We don't know what to do, so you leave it where it is. That, it's Yitachin, is a Din Safik. Cheskas HaGuf, if we understood it correctly, is a Din Vadai. Memela, if Mori Kam is a Din Cheskas HaGuf, so be a Din Vadai. But Avaraya, if it goes out to Mishra Avaraya, then it's a Din Safik, assuming that Mishra Avaraya is a Din Safik that we cleared last week. So that would be the first nafkamina. There's a second nafkamina that he talks about, probably related to the first. The second nafkamina is legabe isurim. If you have a din isur that's toloi in marikama, follow? How can you have an isur that's toloi in marikama? What?
He says, Asr, the bounds
of the in certain. In the Monis. Well, once he gets to own it, subsequently, I think I'm going to believe no matter what. But where is Mamin creating Surim? I guess the case that many talk about. Ramesh has a tshuva on the Kunsh Dasvekis, Yeredeya tshuva Reish Beis. And his Shaila, somebody asked the Meister Shahaya. Someone had a parah hamivakeres. He had an animal that was pregnant with its first baby. So we know that if a Jewish farmer has an animal that's pregnant with its bechor, it's extremely important to sell the bechor to a guy, sell the animal to a guy. Because it's a tragedy. If somebody's animal gives birth to a bechor, so what does the Jewish farmer get? He gets an animal that can only work, you have to feed it, can't work for you, you can't get any profit from it, all you have to do is support it until the lucky day that it gets a mum, you can eat it. But calls a man, the Bechor animal is by a person, he's in trouble, you can't do any work with it, it's kachim, and it eats and it doesn't do any, doesn't bring any profits. So Shulchan Aruch says that you hurry up and sell it to a guy, you get warning. The animal carries a baby 5 months, 7 months ahead of time. You sell it to a guy. So Ramesh is nidain, somebody had asked him a shayla, he made a shliach to sell it to a guy. And the shliach went off, and he doesn't know if the shliach did it or not. In the meantime, the baby was born, the baby calf was born. Are you allowed to rely on a chazak, a shliach, a shlichusai? Are you allowed to rely that a shliach does what you send him to do? The Gemara says, the sugya in Erevin, we had it also one in the Yeshiva Shemesechus briefly. In Erevin, it talks about if you send someone to put down an Erev, can you rely that he put it down? Today we have phones, we could call him. But before telephones, somebody went to do it, you didn't know what happened. So we passed him by Nisid Rabbanan, you're allowed to rely on shliach, a shlichusai. Like by an Erev Tchumen. Tell someone to put an Erev Tchumen. You know, if he did it, you can rely that he did it. And by an Issa Dereisa, we don't rely on Chazak HaShliach HaShlichusa. Therefore, by an Issa Dereisa, you have to check with him to be sure he did it. So he passed. So he sends someone to sell the animal. He's not sure if he did it. What should be the din? Pashtus, Bechar, Issa Dereisa. Kashlus, you can't rely on the Chazaka Shliach Eiser Shlichusai. So the Shoyl asked whether we should deal with Chazakas. What would you say, the Chazaka de Meikara here? What's the Chazaka de Meikara? Two ways to look at it. There's a cow that's pregnant. He sent a shliach to sell it to somebody, and he doesn't know if it happened. So suffik. Obviously, suffik by the Rabbanan Zoneg. The Rai says, Onach. Baba Chazak Cheskas Aguf Paskin. The what? So the Chayre Cheskas Aguf is that it was chulin, because before it comes out of the Rechem, it's chulin. So Cheskas Aguf is that it's chulin. On the other hand, is the other Chazaka? What?
He's the Bailam.
Keneged that is a Cheskas Marikama. He's the Bailam. Did it go out of his Rishus? Chulin is a Chazak de Meikara in Din and Bailus or Matthias. Probably right. So Ramesha was asked, which fits what you're saying, could we use Cheskas Marei Kama as a Cheskas Aguf? In other words, you have a Chazaka that it's Cholin, so stay Cholin. Chazaka the Meikara that a Jew owns it, which means when it was born it was Kachin. Which Chazaka could we go with the Cheskas Marei Kama to Paskin Isa Cheshayla? So Ramesha tells him, what do you mean? That's the Kunshas HaSeikis. Everybody knows. Kunshas HaSeikis, close your Shaila. That's the Shaila of the Kunshas HaSeikis. Now, so that's Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two is Legabe Isurim. And Legabe Isur, we could say that Marikama should paskin us. So these are two Nafkaminas in the Klal. Now the truth is, the Gemara says that a Safik Bechar is Asur Begiza V'Avayda. It's not talking about selling it. It's talking about a Safik Bechar. You have, for whatever reason, you don't know if the mother had given birth to a calf earlier. So you have a Safik Bechar. The Gemara says, Safik Bechar Asur Begiza V'Avayda. Bechayra Raya, you don't go Basa Chazaka Demei Kara, Cheskas Aguf. That's not even talking about Chazaka of Mamon. There's a Cheskas Cholin. So the Pnei Yeshua in Bava Metzia asked the Kasha, and he answers that the Chazaka de Meikara, that the animal was Cholin, doesn't count because it's a Chazaka Hasui L'Shtanis. Right? The mother carrying the calf, you want to say the Chazaka was originally Cholin. It's a Suri L'Shtanis. The mother's going to give birth to the calf. The Chazaka that is in the womb, and in the womb it's not Kodesh, it's not a Chazaka. It's going to give birth. When it gives birth, it's a Kachim or Cholin, so it's a Safik. But you can't pask him because Meikara, because that Chazaka was going to change for sure. It's guaranteed that it won't continue to sit in the womb of the mother. It could come out not through Rechem, and it could come out, it's true. You say Chazak Zilishtanis has to be a Vade. The truth is, Shtei Saris also is not a Vade. It could be an illness. It'll never have Shtei Saris. I'm guessing Chazak Zilishtanis means in Bederach HaTeva. It could die.
In
the cave, there's no touching. But we know now that it was a Zafar all along, so we don't really have a Zafar. When it was pregnant, we had a Zafar. Once it's born, we know it was a Zafar all along. So what I'm saying is that this exact example of a Bechar, you could be mefatzeh. Yeshua says that doesn't take away from the Ikar Kler. The Ikar Kler is, how does Chazaka of Marei Kama work? Nafkamina l'Isurim. All right, you have to dream up other examples of Isurim. We'll have another example soon of a Chazaka in Isurim. Where Meishan the Tshuva seems to agree that if you don't go Basa Cheskas Marei Kama, you go Basa Cheskas Cholin. I always do Chazak Zilishtanis, I'm not sure. But could be raised up to Yeshua. Okay, so let's think for a minute before we go to any rayas. What would you say if you didn't have kuntzus asvekus? If somebody just asked you a question, should cheskas marikama work on cheskas haguf? Maybe we're talking about a raya also. We want it to be nachkamina fisurim. Cheskas haguf works fisurim. Can anybody come up with a reason why there shouldn't be a cheskas haguf, a cheskas marikama? I owned it for sure. Let's say it's a field, like Barsha. I owned the field. You don't know if when he sold it he was a chayta, he sold it he was a chalim. So shouldn't we say that he sold it when he was, that he didn't sell it, he sold it as a chayta? Cheskas haguf should pass kenais. Why shouldn't it? He may say a svara. Why it shouldn't pass kenais? Why should cheskas haguf not work? Krishna says, fake is close to Shai. He doesn't go into the Svaris. He says, is it, isn't it? Not Kaminis, Rayas. It's very nice. Why shouldn't we say Cheskas Haguf to Meikara? So here, Rav Moshe says a Svara Bekitzer. And in the Kuntres Shiurim, not the Kuntres HaSvekis, Kuntres Shiurim, Rav Gustin Sefer, on Bav Metzia, he explains this idea, the same idea that Ramesha mentioned in the Tshuva. It's a very geshmak idea. We like ideas that go back to old things that we had. On the sheet, I brought one of the last thing on the sheet is Chazaka de Meikara by Blias. Now this actually came out in Shir. I didn't come in expecting it, but it came out in Shir that there's such an idea. What was the Shiloh? We were speaking here in class about the Tazis Suffolk in the case of a woman who forgot if she did Malicha. She wasn't sure she did Malicha. So you have needs, and the Suffolk is, did she do Malicha or didn't she do Malicha? So we discussed then the question. The Taz says maybe you should go basa chazaka de meikara that it's not salted. So the Taz said no. The Rama says there's no chazaka de meikara. We asked why. Why is there no chazaka de meikara? So I wasn't wanting to say something, but the truth is that the Chavis Das says something better. Chavis Das said that by blias there's no chazaka de meikara. Why? Because when do we say chazaka de meikara? Only when something changed. A living thing died. A cotton became a golden through shtei saris. An animal became a treifa. When something changed, but blias, nothing changed. Nothing changed. The question is something moved. If it moved from one place to another. The meat, the kosher meat is still kosher. The question is, did blood move from one place to another place in the meat, and the blood is treif. The chiddush that the Chavis Das said was that in an exchange of blias, you do not say chazaka de meikara. There's nothing changed. The kosher is kosher, the treif is treif, they're just mixed. That was the Chavis Das' chiddush. Subsequently, we saw the Shmaitzer says it by Safik Kavush. When you misupik, if something soaked for 24 hours and blias travel, you do not say chazaka de meikara. Why not? It's up to Shmaitzer. Because it's a question of blias moved. It's not a question of anything changed. Everybody, I hope, understands that. I had two more marimakaimis there on the sheet. We had four makaimis to the idea that blias that move are not dependent on chazaka de meikara, because nothing changed. It's only a question if it moved from point A to point B. Now, I have four places, the sheet, I have four places for it. The Kuntres HaSvekis brings the same exact yesod from a fifth place. As we had on the sheet, the Shmaitzer, the Chavis Das, the Pesachei Tshuva, and then the one that I shtel to in Kuf Yud Aleph. He brings that it's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simen Aleph on Taz Sif Katan Vav. In the case we have a suffik, if a keli was delaya, is there not? Rabbi Kiva Eger says exactly the same thing. He says there's no chazaka de meikara, the kli was kosher, because the kli, the gufa kli, the cheres of the kli is still kosher. It's only a question of blias of iser moved into the kli. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says the same svara. It's a fifth maramakim. He says exactly the same svara, that when something moved, you don't go baster chazaka de meikara. He brings another place, a sixth place, also not from our list, by Nikur Hagid. When somebody has a suffix, if a gid was cut out of a piece of meat, also is not chazaka de meikara. You say chazaka de meikara that the gid is there. So no, the suffix is, was it cut out properly? There's no chazaka de meikara, it's shaila that moved. There's no shaila if something became treif or became kosher. Well, it's kosher, it's kosher, it's treif, it's treif, it stays the same. So we have now six places, even if you ignore the one that I stole, so you have five. Five Mara Makaimis for this klal, that a suffix of a transfer of Blias, you don't go about the Chazaka de Meikara, because what was kosher stay kosher, was treif stay treif, the question if it moved. Okay? So.
Yeah, I believe in the animal, the cut doesn't change on the animal. Why is it cut? Then it doesn't change the status of the animal.
It does. It became kachim. It went from ice kachim to kachim.
Change the status of the animal. The animal, same thing. The question is something applied to it.
No, if it didn't have kedusha, and it got kedusha, that's a change in the animal. He says that. He speaks that out. That a change in kedusha, there's no, there'll be no shayla. So he's saying it's not true. The gid is also no matter what, and the rest of the meat is kosher no matter what. And we don't have any suffix that the meat changed to treif or the gid changed to kosher. A question is, where is the gid located? Somebody came and cut this up. Did he cut it properly? So our only suffix is location. That's the chas. And now you have somebody who say it. It's got to be true. It's definitely a chiddush. Certainly a chiddush. But okay. So he says, I'm moving, there's no chazak in the meikar. Chazak in the meikar is that it didn't change. It didn't move, there's no chazak in the meikar on that. Things move, it don't move. It's not a shinei aguf. It's only a shinei aguf that we say such a rule. I agree it's a chiddush, but now you have Chavzdas and the Shemaitzu, which is Tzais Nasivis. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Pesachei Tshuva brought from a sefer, I don't remember the name, Zechron Yitzchak or Yosef, whatever it was. And in this first case, the Nikar Agid is also in the Shemaitz. So you have already a lot of cases that say the Chazaka, Cheskas HaGuf, is only if the Guf changed, Dumi the Tzeras, and not on a case such as this. What does that have to do with the Kuntras HaSveikis? He says that the same thing that they say by Blias, that Blias is not a change in the Guf Hadava. So Cheskas HaGuf doesn't paskin. Cheskas HaGuf doesn't paskin. No, it's because nothing changed. The things stayed the same. The same thing with ownership. If it's a suffix, if I sold you something, the thing stayed the same. It's not a question if there was a shtanus in the Guf HaDavar. A question if it moved from mine to yours. If it went from my bailus to your bailus. He says that's the suffix of the Kuntras HaSveikis. That maybe on bailus you don't say Chazaka D'Meikara. On owning something is not a shtanus in the Guf HaDavar. It didn't change. It's only the ownership that changed. Be like the Sarah. There's no cheskes haguf on owning things. Things stay the same. It was an animal before, it's an animal now. Question is, I sold it. It's a field before, it's a field now. Question is, I sold it. It's not a shinei haguf. That's what he's saying. The guf hakaka doesn't change. And we learn from Tzeras, which is talking about shinei haguf. Or shinei and din. There's no shinei and din if it's mine or if it's yours. There's no ishtanis in the Guf HaDavar. There's no ishtanis in the Guf HaDavar. You don't say Chazak Nameikara. So he explained, the Kuntshus HaShiurim and Ramesh explained that that's the Kuntshus HaSvekis HaShayla. If changing ownership is considered a Shinui in the Guf HaDavar. It's splitting hairs. It's a Dakas Dikechilik. But once they say, I would have never thought to say it. But once they say it, we can hear it. We learn out Tzaras, which is a Shinui in the thing. The thing changed. Bailus is not a shinoi in the Guf HaDavar. Is that a change in the Guf HaDavar in the thing itself? Is this, I have here a piece of land. Does it change if I own it or if you own it? It moves. The question is, it's different. The question is, does that matter? The whole point is that it has to be Dumya de Tzaras, where something changes. That's why in Bli'ez Gol, nothing changed. But here also, it's also not Dumya de Tzaras because nothing changed. Bailus changed. The Bailus changed. You could argue that when I owned it, I'm allowed to use it. When you own it, I'm not allowed to use it. Is a halacha dika change. But he's saying that the Guf HaDavar still has a din. His Bailam could use it and no one else could use it. Who the Bailam are, it changed. This is the idea. What? Which din? Who owns it? I mean, the din, who's allowed to use it? Who's allowed to take it? Who's allowed to sell it? There's nothing in a car. And by Belias, there's no chazaka. Can't eat it. You can't eat it because the bleas. The bleas you couldn't eat anyway. So you can separate. It'd be different. The karka, it changed. The bailus changed. We only want to make a suffix out of it. This the kuntshus hasvekis is a suffix. If by ownership you say chazaka de meikara, the Pnei Yeshua clears the Shiloh. Pnei Yeshua above Metzia clears this Shiloh. I mentioned to you a little piece of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua brings a Raya. He says that there's a case in the Gemara. A person is Mekadish all of his animals. He says, all my animals should be Hekdish. He says, all my behemoths are Hekdish. One of the animals that he owns is a, won't be the case. Yeah. If he owns a cow, it's Hegdish. If he owns sheep, it's Hegdish. If he owns a goat, it's Hegdish. If he owns a deer, is it Hegdish? It's a chayim, not a behemoth, right? So if he owns a deer, it's not Hegdish. He's Mekadish called behemoisav. What's the case of a suffix? If he owns a kui is an animal that's a suffix behemoth, suffix chaya. So the question is that animal hegdish or not? Somebody owns an animal. Kapafkin the Shulchan Aruch. It says in small letters, in Simon Chav Ches, in Yeradeya, it says, Kui, it's a suffix if it needs Kisei Adam. In letters there it says, Buffalo. In small letters it says, I don't know if the Ramoy edited it, or if the printer edited it. We don't know how authentic it is. It says, Buffalo. Right? It doesn't mean the American buffalo. So the Ramah never saw an American buffalo. Right? The American buffaloes. I was talking about the European buffaloes. So it's a shiloh, it's a behemoth or a chai. It's talking a buffalo is somewhere in between. It's mitzias physically is very similar to the shiloh. But it's not a domesticated, easily domesticated animal. They have to raise them today. But it's not easy to raise them prior to domesticate them. So anyway, this animal is a suffix. If it's a behemoth, a suffix a chai. A behemoth is a domesticated animal. Chai is a wild animal. It's a suffix. So a man went and he was mekadish all of his behemoths. So the Gemara says that it's a suffix he was mekadesh it. So the Gemara says that you go basa chazaka de meikara, and you assume that it's not hegdish, that it's chulin. The says you say it still belongs to the Bible. So Pnei Yeshua says, you see, Mare Kama is Chazaka de Meikara. Because here it's Isser. And we're going Basa Mare Kama. So from this Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua wants to be patient. That you could pass Gendine Isser and Basa Chazaka de Mare Kama, which means the Chazaka de Meikara, which means that it works. Zot, the Kutchase Shiurim. According to the way we just explained it, it's not a raya. And you have to think, why is it not a raya? Why did it arise from the case of the Kohen? I want you to figure it out. Why don't we just explain? The Sofik, if you go Basa Chazaka de Meikara, why shouldn't you go Basa Chazaka de Meikara? He said, because nothing changes. If you own an iron, nothing changes. So Pnei Yeshua wants to be a raya from somebody's Mekadish Behemoisav. Not a raya. Why? Huh? That's not a raya. Huh? You can't answer me. You don't understand the Kutchas Fakers. What does the Kutchas Fakers say? Why should we not go Basa Chazaka de Meikara? Because if I own it or you own it, there's no difference in the Guf Hadava. Peshua is being a raya from a suffix if it's mine or hegdish. Mine or hegdish is a hishtanis in the Guf Hadavar. If it's a question of I own it or you own it, so there's no shinui in the animal. Either I own it or you own it, what's the difference? If I own it, it's a yid's animal. If you own it, it's a yid's animal. In the Guf animal, there's no hishtanis. Peshua wants to be a raya from Safik Hegdish, we do go Basa Chazaka de Meikara. That the Kutche say a snake is very geschmack. There it's a Safik if the animal changed. Because there the Safik is, did the animal go from Chulin to Hegdish? That's a Shtanis in the Guf of the animal. From Chulin to Hegdish. No, it's not good. You look like you're in pain.
Why does she mean the Guf?
To go from Chulin to Hegdish? Not a shtanis?
This is
dumb
anyway.
It's not Kedush Lagov. You can't be Magdush. Kedush is dumb. Truth Kedush is dumb. Is this a Nila?
Yisurim.
So Shin in the Gufra becomes Hegdish? Really? That's what Sashim Shmaka says. Truma you'd be masking is Safi because someone belongs to Truma that you'd be masking is a shtanis. Kedush Lagov you'd be masking. The problem is because Kedush is dumb. Kedush is dumb. Yeah. You might be right. I'd rather throw it to Shishmaka Teretz. Because if you stell avek, the whole Shaila is, it didn't change. It goes from Chulin to Hegdish. But now that Ezra was saying, I remember when I learned Mi'ila, one of the Hakiris that has to do with the whole Masechta, Mi'ila is 20 blot long. But one of the chakiris that has to do with the Mesechtas Me'ila is, and the Sivis is clear, if the Issa Me'ila on Kedushas Damim is a Dinganeva or a Hegdish Dikadim. Itaka, he said the other way. He says Me'ila on Kedushas Hagof is an Aveira. Zundra Aveira. So Kedushas Damim is only Ganeva Dikadim. If Pechaynish, the Torah said, if he's still from Asia, Pechaynish, it brings a lot of rise. So maybe you're right. So the Pesha's rise is a good rise. I guess you could not figure it out and still understand. But at least you hear the meduber, you hear the conversation here that we're talking about. The Kutchas Fakis is Shaila. That's the main thing to know. The Shaila is the Kedushas Hagof and the Chazaka de Meikara in Mominus. We're explaining the Nidain is a Nidain. If Kedushas Hagof Paskin's Bailus. Bailus is not a Shini in the Guf Hadavar. Does Kedushas Hagof Paskin Bailus? That's our Shaila. The Mela, if that's our Nida, and if Kedushas Hagof Paskin's Bailus or not. So Pnei Yeshua wants to bring a Raya from Hegdish, the case of Hegdish. So the Taina is, that maybe Hegdish is different because Hegdish is a Shini in the Guf Hadavar. We're saying that, maybe not. Okay, but the Etzem Safik of the Kunshus HaSveikis, you should know. Kunshus HaSveikis in Aleph Ches says in Afgamina, if you and I have it in Torah over an animal, and I win because of Marikama, and then I'm a Kaddish and Isha with the animal, if I'm a Kudeshis. That's one of his shaylos. If I go and I'm a Kaddish and Isha with an animal that I got, because of Chazaka the Meikara, Marikama, if it's Chazaka the Meikara, it's totally mine. I can be Kaddish and Isha. If it's a Mitzvah of Avaraya, he says, it can't be a Kaddish and Isha. Kaddish and Isha, Bez and Paschal is mine, I can't be Kaddish and Isha with it. That's strange. And the Sivis will say, there's B'yayish, and what's his B'yayish? So maybe you can be Kaddish and Isha. But in Moshe's case about Bechor, you're right. According to this, by the far, it would be you should go past Chazak in the Meikara. So why is it also the Giz of Avaidas? You have to say Chazak in the Shtanis. You can't go past the Chazak in the Meikara. Which Ramesha says, he brings this whole, and what the Kursi is like, says Ramesha. Okay, so I hope that there's some clarity about the etzem sofik of the Kunshus HaSveikis. Now what he does is a very bold statement. He wants to say that the sugya of Tokvei Kayim, in Tokvei Kayim there's a question if Tokvei Kayim Mitziya Miyadai or Tokvei Kayim Ei Mitziya Miyadai. That is one of the big sugyas about Mitziya. Tokvei Kayim, a Kayim grabs something, Mitziya Miyadai, Ei Mitziya Miyadai. So in Mela, from that Gemara, all Nidainim, any case where you're on Marikama, I grab it. We go to it in Torah, I grab it in front of Edom. If I grab it without Edom, I have a Migu, I could have said I grab it. But let's say I grab it in front of Bezna, in front of Edom, we go to the Torah. Does my grabbing make me a Moses? So that Pashtus is totally in the Gemara. It's Machlekes Samei Ryan. If Tokvei Kayim Mitziya Miyadai, or Tokvei Kayim Ei Mitziya Miyadai. So what does the Kunshus HaSveikis want to do? He wants to say that shaila, if you grab from a marikama, if grabbing works, is totally in this chakira. What's it totally in? You're a marikama. I'm a teveya. Why do you have kayach al marikama? If it's a chazok de meikara, it's a vadoyas. So my grabbing doesn't help. What is my grabbing going to help? I'm grabbing it from you, but you have a vade taiva. So if it's out, if tokva, if you get it out marikama b'din vadei, my tefisa doesn't help. But she'en came, if you only get to keep it because I'm a raya, which means, according to this tale, the bezin just says let things stay. So let things stay if I grab it. So let things stay by me. So tokva kaya name it to me other. Should be allowed to hold on to it. So he goes so far as to suggest there's a possibility that the whole machlokes, if tefisa helps or doesn't help, is vayter totally in this chakira, in the original chakira. And b'meila, it becomes a more of a shas sugya. With this, he comes to ready answer. There's a shrei Rambam. In the whole sugya of Tokvei Kayim Mitziya Miyadai is based on a shrei Rambam. So with this, he wants to make it a klal yisdik shaila and then for a Rambam. But this is a nida. So my goal for today is that you should understand the two tzadim of the Kunshus HaSveikis. The two tzadim in Din Marekama, if it's also Chazaka de Meikara, or it's not also Chazaka de Meikara. Now I want to add just one ha'ara, which is Baker for those of you who learned Yerodeya. This whole discussion about Blias is saying now, we added Rabbi Kivager to the mix, that they all say that on Blias you don't say Chazak Nekar. It's nothing changed. Nothing changed. What's a Shaila? They move from one point to another. I mentioned to you last week, it's like an Ilfa Shabbos. It says, Chaytzah Malach Geruahu. On Shabbos, it's a 38 malachis, one category, and I saw malach grua is like a 39th category. Why? Because in the 38 malachas, something changes. You cook something, it changes. You shech something, it changes. You diet, it changes. Chitzah, nothing changed. It moved from one place to the other. Right? Malacha on Shabbos is creative malacha. Hashem created the world. Malacha on Shabbos is not tircha. It's not a big tircha to put a pot of water on the stove or to light a fire. Malacha is creative malacha. That's what's also the 39 malachas. So it says Chitzah malacha gru because there's no change. It's only movement. That's sort of what we're saying here. We're saying that Chazaz Demekar is on change, but now when you move something to another, nothing changed. What I was wondering is, according to the Ramah, the way Ashkenazim Paskin, there's a concept of Chaticha Nasa Neveila, remember in Yeredeya? There's a concept of Chaticha Nasa Neveila. What that means is that I have a piece of kosher meat, and it gets a blia of treifa meat. Even the kosher meat becomes iser. Chaticha nas neveila means that the heter does change to iser. Now the mechaber doesn't hold of it. The mechaber holds that only by basa b'chalav is an idea. Milk goes into meat. Chaticha nas neveila. The basa becomes iser just like the milk is iser. That makes sense. It's mukhruch. Milk goes into meat. Such the milk that's iser, the meat is iser. But the Ramah says that we say midraban, we say chaticha nas neveila by everything. I have meat; it gets a bli of iser. The guf hamit becomes iser. So what's going on with the Rabbi Kiveger and the Nesivis and the Shmeitzer, the Chetshuva? They're saying the thing doesn't change. What does it mean the thing doesn't? It does change. Chaticha nas neveila. It's because of the blias, but the blias make a change. They make ishtanus in the thing, don't they? They make a gufa iser, don't they? It's a drabana. So change that's a drabana, they can change, not a change. What?
Where's that the pasuk on the blias?
First you have to pass it on the blias. So I have safi kavush. The shayla is the bli of the neveila going to the suf. So after paskin on the blias, so chazak the meikara can't say that the suf didn't change. It was heter and it stayed heter. If the blias went in, it would have made it into iser. It's not the same thing. Well, what do you say? I'm wrong because, like I told you, it's a whole list that say fakeret. Is it that the Rabbanans don't count? Is that it? The Rabbanans are Nisagabra, not a Nisachefza. Right? The Nisiva says the Rabbanans are Nisagabra, not a Nisachefza. So the thing didn't change. Would it be? Then we're saying it'd be Chiddush. That by any Yisid the Rabbanan, there's no Hishtanos, and there's no Chazak in the Meikar. The Chumad the Rabbanan, the Hiddush the Rabbanan, and this such a thing. So lebasi al lahayir. Apparently, what I'm saying is incorrect. But lebasi al lahayir, that's a lachayra ha'ara on this list of things. Okay, so this is our last topic for Chazak Cheskes HaGuf. I don't believe that in the blot that remains for this man, we're going to have more about Cheskes HaGuf. We will have the PMP Ksavam and the Rambam Shitish Taras Durabanam. There are those Mefarshi Rambam say that the Makar of the Rambam, the Shitaris Durabanam, which we once learned, is Lamed Alpha Bin Bay, so we're going to get to it. But for Chazak de Meikara, this is, we'll call it our ninth topic. And at Khan, we're going to at least close the door on adding new ideas. But it's important to me, I hope it's important to you, that you're able to chazer these yesidus. A lot of guys here had took it CPA tests or different tests, and then they chazered. They worked very hard to be able to know it. Hopefully everyone did well. Say amen at least. But hopefully everyone did well. Everyone passed. You shouldn't have to be in the battle again. But we shouldn't we do the same thing? Chazavta Me'akara is such a Gishmak Asuvya. Shouldn't we put in the Kaiches and the Times, at least the Simeat Bola, Shruis? Anybody's upset? If anybody's upset, you'll tell me, I'll excuse you. You don't have to do it. Except for you. If you're upset, so then you don't have to do it. But I think it would be good for us if we hazard it with an Achrayis to know the Sugis of Chazavta Me'akara. Anybody? What? Rabbi Shmuel Snyder Chazaret. Good. Okay. So you have what to do. You make a list of the Shmaitzis. You go through the Shmaitzis inside. You know, it's different. Even if you know something, you learn inside, it's different. So as you learn inside, you see what I said is not exactly so. It's different. Two people can read the same Shmaitzis and see different things. Nothing wrong with it. So Mitzvah tomorrow, I don't know if you all do have sheets. You don't have sheets, I'll add the ninth topic to the bottom of the sheet. And you'll go over it. You can't write on Shavuos. You have to write the basic ideas before Shavuos, and you'll come to it. Now, the Gemara of the Yom Beis, finally, Rav and Abaya go their own way. Elam Rabbi. Now, Rabba got us into this whole sugya. It was all Rabba's fault, because Rabba started with the beginning of the sugya, that you should shtel the isha of chazak in the meikara. So this is all Rabba's doing, that we got into the sugya chazak in the meikara. Abaye and Rava are going to come with different pshatim. Elam Rabaye, yagad ol avrei, tana pekidushin o adin legerushin. It's true. Safek karvelai, safek karvelai is by both. Tana begerushin o adin lekidushin. Amalei Rava, yagad ol avrei, my zehu ditanim. It's masha only here. Elam Rava, kosh yesh bekidushin yesh begerushin. There is a shtanus from gerushin to kedushin. V'zeu the gerushin lav davka, and zeu of gerushin is lav davka. Elamishum the tana zeu be kedushin. Tana nami zeu be gerushin. V'zeu the kedushin lamutei mai lamutei zman. The lack of the kedushin. Okay, so that's the next sugya of zman. The lack of the kedushin is the machleikus tzais nesivus on this gemara. Simis on the chalif. I think it's the first tzais and the second nesivus. Simis on the chalif. So I suppose tomorrow we'll do this machlokes tzais nesivus, which does nothing to do with chazaka de meikara. Chazaka de meikara is Rabba. We should always remember yavav is lavin amid beis, talamid aleph amid chazaka de meikara. Why? Because Rabba came and said, "Masavakaravloi, shishtal chazaka." The mailing, the tzais, and we had already the whole shakla v'tari of the Gemara, but that's where it came from. If Abaye and Rava had started the sugya, we wouldn't have had the benefit of the whole circuit. So Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we'll do this tomorrow. At the same time, I do want to bring in the sheets tomorrow. I would hope that you'll put in your kaifis, your energies, your considerable talents to mastering the klolim of Chazaka de Meikara.